Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. And it turns out, spoiler alert, it's Friday.
Woo!
Diddle-a-diddle-do. Diddle-a-diddle-do.
Woo!
I'm the only one who's going to dance. Okay,
yeah!
Well, I thought it was gonna be, maybe it would be a dance party, but it's fine. Thank you so much, Maria. God, the well wishes. It's like the love is just pouring in here. How you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent.
How are you?
I just finished up again. I want to bring back, how old is that guy today, I think, for the daily game.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's been, guys, you know, it's hard to pit you against someone when it was just me and you. It's like, just was harder to do. So now I got someone I can pit you against. But don't forget, you know all the secret tricks about how old is that guy.
I mean.
Wait, there's tricks?
Well, you'll find out, I guess. You know, you're at a disadvantage. Let's just put it that way.
Once,
you don't know.
And then you'll go, oh, so you just mother bleep the guy, and then you, there's nothing he can do.
We used to call it, the game could be, how old is that guy, or who's the biggest jerk? We'll be the biggest jerk today. So just, you know, put on your jerk shoes.
I do
your
every
jerk
day.
Jerk hat? Yeah, whatever. Jerk hat! Da, 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 da.
So tell me.
Yes, dear.
You were Pokemoning yesterday. You were excited to get out of here and get some Pokemons.
I love my nerd friends so much. Like these four dudes around 50 years old and I meet for coffee.
And four dudes.
Hey, 50
year olds or something.
50 year olds. I don't know. Like Sheffy seems like he might be the youngest. He's in his 40s somewhere. And then, you know.
Oh, he's the baby.
I feel like he is.
Oh, Sheffy, you're the baby.
Yeah, just the four dorks. Just great. One of them is this guy, Arthur. He's this French guy. So we have a lucky trade that we are going to do. I'm like, yeah, Arthur, it's going to be great. What are you looking for? Oh, let me look through your Pokédex. Okay.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Are you sure?
I don't understand. What do you do when you're...
Oh, you're about to become a You're She's going to recruit you?
I won't.
No.
I'm not going to force anybody to do what they don't want to do.
He'll do it. He reads Game of Thrones books.
I know. He's
you don't
a
think
nerd.
He's going to play some Pokémons?
You might like it. It's kind of fun, and it's like a weird management game in a way.
My question was going to be, though, so when he says, let me look at your, do you hand him your phone?
Oh, yes. We hand each other our phones and look through the inventory. Oh, can I have this?
He can't pull you up on his page and go, let me see what she's got.
No.
Oh.
You have to be best friends with someone to get a lucky trade. And then when you know it's going to be a lucky trade, like luckies are good because they're special, A. They take less dust. And they cost less to power up,
this dust? Is it like fairy dust?
It's like that
angel dust.
Yeah, let's go with angel dust. It's like angel dust.
I mean, what are we talking
about?
Go to the Tenderloin to find that.
So you don't know anybody who plays Pokemon Go?
No.
So
no. And Vinny, have you tried this before?
She let me.
You did catch some.
Did I rescue? Are we rescuing
no,
them?
No, you're capturing them. I gotta catch them all.
I did do it once, and I
You were good at it. He immediately went for the curveball. It was incredible. I was like, you're a natural. Let's play together. He's all, no.
Well, no, it wasn't. Look, I'm really tight on time.
Yeah. Well, this is something you could do with your kids. And then you go on Poke Walks where you go and search
for stuff. No, because then I would have to get them phones.
They could probably play it as an app on, although it does need to be attached to the
internet. Yeah, I don't know.
You're right.
They don't need that. In fact, yesterday,
fun though.
It was 1 million degrees yet again.
It was, yeah. Too hot, baby.
And it was early pickup from school day. So I had to get home and get Edie by 11:30.
Oh boy. That's a turnaround.
It was tight.
How was the traffic? Because that is the main problem.
Yeah, I made it. So that was the key, is I did make it to get her on time. And then I got Isla after a little bit. It's really not helpful at all. Especially since Mambo works now too and was in office yesterday. So anyway, I got them and then I went, okay, we're going to the beach because we're not going to sit in the house and hide. We don't have the air conditioning that is necessary ingredient to sitting in the house and hiding.
Well, you could have them chop those roots out. I mean, you could give them each a hoe.
I don't.
We need to get some roots out of Vinny's yard so he can get his new condenser placed out there.
I don't trust that they can handle that without hurting themselves. So,
Anyway, they're so strong, though. I mean, especially Hulk babies. You can probably rip those things out of their hands.
But I took them to the beach, and we spent time outside with Dad and my daughters, and I'm just...
Do you bring, like, little boogie boards or something for them to play with?
We have all the stuff. Absolutely.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
But the difference is...
They live really close to the beach, so it's super... I mean, it's perfect for Vinny.
When Mom takes them, like moms do, she's all, we're going to pack some food and some drinks, and we're going to take the walk path that's safe down to the sand, and we're going to stay a while.
Mm-hmm.
Dad feeds them.
We're going to make a camp.
Yeah, no camps when Dad feeds them.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all fed up.
Yeah.
And then I went, we're going now. There's no more food. I'll bring a water, and we're going down the cliffside. I brought him down. It's not dangerous. Just Mom won't do it because there's too much stuff to carry. So we go down this. It's you
so we're not carrying anything. It's perfect. You bring towels.
Bring towels and water. And that's it.
Yeah.
And the phone, because I needed to take pictures of every move
of course,
they make.
Right. Yep.
Hold still. That's so cute.
The car keys, I guess. You have to have the car keys. You got like just a small amount of stuff.
A very small amount of stuff. But anyway, it was a wonderful.
Sunscreen already done at the house.
Before we leave.
You're not going to be there forever, so you're not going to need to reapply.
Before we leave, all that stuff's done. Mm. We get down to the water. We play. We swim. We get cooled off. And we had to go get groceries on the way home because Mom was going to make burgers, but we had to get the things.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And take them shopping, and the girls are just ridiculous in the store. Can I have this?
Sure, throw it in the car. That's what I used to say. Oh, you want it? Okay, sure, have it. Go ahead.
So you're the dad in your family. I got it.
Hello. It was actually very rare I'd take them anywhere, so I was like, yeah, do whatever you want. What does Dad say? Oh, he lets us. Okay, great. Good, I'll let you too.
I'm sitting there just hanging with my kids, being so goofy at the check stand. And I look up and the lady bagging our groceries is laughing. And she goes, your dad's ridiculous.
Oh, what were you doing?
Just playing with my kids. Just being goofy. Mm. Just, you know, I think.
You are a kid. I've watched you with kids.
You know how you have to do the Amazon boop thing to get your. Yeah. Edie puts her face into there. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. All your teeth are going to fall out now. It's okay. Dad'll buy you new ones. Mm. And she's all, what?
That's awful.
Well, that's Vinny. Right
don't there. Stick your face under the. This, I mean, come on.
Why not? I mean, it's right at a kid level.
That's true. It is.
You guys have so much power as parents. Like, you can literally tell your children anything and they'll believe you, Craig.
Yeah, well, I was kidding. And luckily, everyone. You know.
Sometimes they cotton on to that. Like, oh, Dad always makes stuff up.
Oh, right.
Everything Dad says is just, you know, a jokey joke.
Goofy.
Yeah.
When I was
that's
a kid,
you got her.
I picked my nose a lot. And,
oh, really?
Is that right?
Yeah. And
how's everything?
Did you have a booger wall?
I did not. No, I think.
You know what a booger
actually,
wall is?
Actually, I think it was on my nightstand stand.
Behind your nightstand.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the spot where all you booger eaters, sorry, booger pickers.
Yeah, if I was eating, you wouldn't
be. I'm sure I was a booger eater, too.
Oh, I was a little kid, sure.
And we had a trash man who had one finger missing.
Oh.
So they convinced me that it happened while he was picking his nose and he sneezed.
Oh.
To scare me from not picking my nose.
Well,
and it worked.
You stop picking your nose.
Not forever, but you know, I figured it out after a while. I wasn't.
You know, you did grow up. So, you know, your parents tell you all kinds of stuff. Listen, if you're listening right now, kids, 90% of what your parents say is BS. They're just trying to get you to do what they want you to do.
Please, God, just do what we want
just
you to do.
Just do. But, you know what?
Once in
you
your
know
life.
We weren't before we had you? Nags.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to yell at anybody. We didn't have to tell anybody what to do. You know, we were in charge of us. That's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, what do I want to do? Yeah, okay, I'll do that. And then that was it. I like already was dressed and no one had to like tie my shoes for me. I walked out the door. Kids,
now listen,
needy.
This whole sidetrack.
Yes, from what?
From the point of the morning show, which is how did the trade go with Frenchie?
Please tell us.
Where were we? It was very, look. I know. Oh my God. It's true though.
I'm sure it's funny. Awesome.
Hello, Arthur. Arthur's kind of a jerk sometimes. He knows it too though. Like he gets really mad about stuff on Pokemon. I've done a couple of Pokemon Go Fest with him where when we went to the Rose Bowl last year.
Oh, Arthur was part of that mission.
Yes. These are all, you know. Oh boy. They're all just, you know, these friends. But I can still hear that. Whatever's happening is, that's no good. Nobody dies, but it's no good. But he gets like super mad. Like he was trying so hard to get a
little Frenchy music for you.
Is that what we were working on?
Okay,
that's
good. I like it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So, yeah, tell us more about that.
He got really mad because he wanted to get a perfect. And he was not getting one. Everyone I want, I do all these raids. All of them. I will do them all. And no perfect for me.
Is a perfect a character?
For moi. Each Pokemon has a certain amount of ranking, hit points, combat power.
You're going to be tested on this stuff.
This sounds like Dungeons and Dragons.
You're not going to be tested on it. It is like that. So each one has that. When you catch one, you look at its stats, and some people are like, if it is not perfect, I do not have any interest in it.
Throw it back.
Back to zeros and ones, as John says. So,
because John does do this too.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not as into it as I am.
Oh!
And I'm not as into it as these guys are. Like, I like it. I do. But man, some of it, I'm like, well, I don't
Arthur,
know.
It sounds like he gets downright.
He is very upset. I mean, we're talking about grown men who have stable jobs and lives, kids, wives, families, the whole, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some of them. Not all of them.
Okay.
Some of them are very single and very nerdy, but very adorable and nice people. But they are like grown people. I am a grown person with a life, and I am into this dumb, admittedly dumb game.
It's not that dumb.
Your friend
and I've
Jim.
I've said this to you. Jim loves
Jim
it.
Jim needs me, by the way. Jim does not have a second account, and he doesn't have anyone to trade with. It's really sad. Like, he's always like, I'm stuck on
Jim
level 47 because I can't make any trades.
Is one of the coolest. Like, when I think of Bay Area royalty, he's on that list.
That's so funny, Vin.
He's friends with the guys in Green Day and Rancid, and he runs a huge skateboarding company. He was a pro skateboarder when he was young. He is a badass.
He's helped us out a lot.
What skateboard
toy drives? Deluxe?
It's Deluxe SF, but they make Real and Anti-Hero and Crooked and Venture Trucks and Thunder, all the stuff. Oh. Spitfire wheels, you've seen their stickers.
I've got some Spitfire.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. They are legit badasses.
I've never met him in person, but he's made huge donations to our toy drives at Christmas time.
Every year.
He's been absolutely great.
Since we've stopped doing them, because we haven't had the resources.
The pandemic.
He's still a guy who writes me early each Christmas and goes, I'm ready to donate if you're ready to do the thing. Yeah. And I'm always like, thank you. I love you. And if we do it again, you'll be my first call. He's awesome.
Damn it.
I'm glad you're helping him.
Well, I'm not. I'm just telling him what he needs to do. And he's all like, I don't know. My wife is all right. It's like really suspect. She's like, whenever we go for a walk, she's mad because I'm catching Pokemon. I'm like, why don't you just tell her to get an account too? And then she can do it too.
You know what you should do?
Yeah. I mean, I am famous for that.
So you literally walk around staring at your phone and pointing it at stuff and catching things. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah. So it's like a augmented reality thing. It's a map of where you actually are. And there's all these locations you go and visit. And then there's Pokemon that pop up. And when you see them, you know, they're obviously not really on the sidewalk in front of you, but there they are on the sidewalk in front of you. It's great. It's really fun. And also very stupid and somewhat expensive.
But as I have said to you.
Yes, dear.
No one's getting hurt there.
No.
You know, my new friend over here, him and I, left to our own devices, will drink alone in a room.
Yes.
Like, how healthy is that?
Well, if you just picked up Pokemon Go, maybe it could have rescued you guys from your demons.
I didn't need rehab. I should have just gone Pokemon Go.
You should have just got Pokemon Go. Oh, I got something to do with my downtime.
I always remind myself when people are doing something and I think, yeah, but what about you? Dork. Mm-hmm. What's dorkier than drinking alone in a room and not having any kind of day?
I don't even know if that's dorky. That's just sad.
Yeah. It's loser. Really such a loser.
My, my Pokemons were sickness. Bottles around the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Find those. Gotta bag them all. All right. KLLC. KLLC HD. What? I know. It went by fast. And it's Friday, you guys. Yay. Where was I? KLLC. KLLC HD. One San Francisco, San Mini Alice Morning Show. Be right back.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.